The Milwaukee Health Department remains under the microscope. Aldermen grilled officials yesterday over the department's handling of lead testing and education, especially its failure to follow up with families whose children had elevated blood lead levels. Our environmental reporter Susan Bentz is covering the story and is here with the latest. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, Rachel.
So what was the purpose of the meeting at City Hall yesterday?
Well, this was the Common Council Steering and Rules Committee, and they wanted to get answers from the health department, essentially. The department released a report late Monday. It was put together by staff, and it laid out how the childhood lead poisoning prevention program was supposed to work, what has gone wrong, and how they propose fixing it. The committee wanted further, you know, deeper explanations of the health department's mismanagement. Here's Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton, and he chairs that steering committee.
We really want to confine our presentation and our questions today to the report to see how much more information or questions that may come out of the report that's before us. Otherwise, we'll be here until tomorrow trying to answer all of the questions that may exist.
So committee members did grill the health department for over 4 hours, not overnight. But right from the start, sparks were flying.
Mr. President.
Alderman Stamper.
Yeah, we're missing someone. Where's the mayor? I'm requesting the mayor. My request is from the mayor. I don't think we move forward without the mayor.
That's committee member Alderman Russell Stamper.
And why was he so upset?
Well, a number of aldermen have been really vocal about holding Mayor Barrett accountable for the problems at the health department. There's an undercurrent of distrust that the mayor knew or should have known that there was something really going wrong with the childhood lead program. And the committee was told that the mayor yesterday had to go out of town and actually to California on important business. So Aaron Shapinski, he's the mayor's policy director, spoke on the mayor's behalf, and he said that the mayor is dedicated to getting to the bottom of the health department issue.
This is something where I know the mayor takes it very seriously. His desire is to constantly be forthcoming, transparent with you and with the public. And so I'm here to represent him today as needed.
So what kind of information were the aldermen able to get from the mayor's administration?
Well, two lead high-ranking health department staffers did most of the talking. They touched first on the department's long history of running this lead program very well before they dove into its recent mismanagement. The program's foundation has been reducing the threat of paint chips and dust in old homes for years. Now we know that lead is not only found in paint, but water poses a danger, and lead pipes or laterals deliver city water, as many of us know by now, more than to 70,000 households in Milwaukee. So that fact has amplified concern about the risk of lead poisoning, especially in young children. So one of the issues that came up repeatedly was from Alderman Michael Murphy, in this case, wanting to know when the city has, or because the city has limited funds, how should they best be spent?
What is the main culprit of poisoning of our children in our community? Is it lead pipes? Is it lead paint? Is it a combination?
Right.
What's the conclusion from that?
So the other voice you heard there was Jeff Swain. He's interim medical director of the health department. This was his answer.
My personal opinion is that, personal professional opinion is that it's not really worth our time to like argue about it, but we really need to be focusing on all sources of lead exposure to children.
And with all the debate and the discussion, are we any closer to learning why it took so long for the public to learn about what went wrong within the health department?
Well, one of the most compelling moments, really, Rachel, was when the committee was told that there was a longstanding policy within the health department by which any employee, any member of that staff could not go to an alderperson or the mayor if they had concerns. So that would make you think if people were concerned about this earlier, perhaps that information didn't come out. This is Angela Hagee with the health department.
There's express department policy that all communication to the council and to the mayor has to go through the commissioner.
So, in fact, during the course of that meeting, Rachel, President Hamilton was getting text messages from city workers saying that this indeed is a policy.
Wow, there's so much to cover there. Well, we'll have to continue the conversation in the next hour or so.
Perfect.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you.
That's Susan Bentz, our environmental reporter here at Milwaukee's NPR. And it's 8:41. You're tuned to 89.7 WUWM. The Milwaukee Health Department remains under the microscope after the community recently learned that the childhood lead poisoning prevention program is in disarray. Our environmental reporter, Susan Bentz, is back with us in the studio. She's been covering the issue. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, Rachel.
So, Susan, yesterday, aldermen grilled health department officials over the department's handling of lead programs. So testing and education, especially its failure to follow up with families whose children had elevated blood lead levels. Tell us a little more about that.
You're right. Those are key issues. Late Monday, actually, the health department released an internal report, and it laid out how that program is supposed to work, what's gone wrong, and how they think they can fix it. So yesterday, the Common Council Steering and Rules Committee questioned those high-level health department staffers on that report.
So a key issue has been the health department's follow-up of children tested and found to have elevated blood lead levels. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Whenever a child has a count of 5 or above, the family receives a letter from the health department. That's the starting point. If a child's level is higher and even higher than that, that level of contact increases. And we learned that between 2015 and 17, the health department wasn't sure it sent letters to families. So this month, it's trying to remedy that mistake by sending out over 6,400 letters to families in Milwaukee. This week, we found out that at least 2 children tested were extremely high. Their levels were very high, and the report disclosed that the health department failed to test for lead in their homes before those kids were sent home.
Okay, I'm sure this is the question on a lot of people's minds. How did the health department explain the situation?
Couldn't have been easier, right? So Sandy Rotar spoke. She's the health operations manager. She says her team has remedied those situations we talked about for those 2 children, and that the health department is now taking steps to restructure the lead program.
We're starting to cross-train the staff. One of the issues was that if you were in the lead program, and it was separate from environmental health, so we're trying to cross-train them so that we can ebb and flow based on the workload that's needed.
So how did the committee react?
In general, they seem baffled that Rotar and others would not have stepped out sooner to tell the mayor, to tell the council that there were issues going on, since these problems stretch back at least several years. Alderman Donovan was one of those concerned.
Ladies, why didn't you come forward beforehand? Why didn't this come out? Why weren't these recommendations made back in 2015?
So Sandy Rotar again took a stab at providing an answer.
That's fair to say. I mean, I will state that it was difficult to get a meeting.
That's part of the communication.
Yep.
There's express department policy that all communication to the council and to the mayor has to go through the commissioner.
So that second voice you heard was Angela Hagee. She's director of disease control and environmental health, and she's the person who said straight out that the staff people are not allowed to turn to aldermen or the mayor without the health commissioner's approval. Of course, we now know the health commissioner is gone, but that's a policy she said in writing. That information caused an avalanche of concern. Alderwoman Malaley Coggs wants to get a resolution going, so that sort of gag policy cannot exist anywhere in city government. And in fact, during the course of the meeting, Council President Ashanti Hamilton said he was receiving text messages from city workers that confirmed this sort of policy exists.
Wow. Sounds like an extremely tense situation. So what's next in the process?
Well, aldermen say they're looking for more specifics, specifically on bookkeeping, on the lead abatement program, because not all of the numbers apparently add up in the report. Committee Chair Ashanti Hamilton said it's critical to get this program back on track. It's so important. And that long-term an external audit will probe more deeply into the workings of the health department.
Okay. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you, Rachel.
That's WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz, and you can follow all of her stories about the lead issue and the city's health department by visiting WUWM.com.